And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. A little chilly on the East Coast, but lovely and warm on the West Coast. But a little chilly where we are. And you too, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. It's a little chilly where you are.
I was wearing a scarf this morning. Actually, I've got little Emily, my six-year-old, with me today, and I had to rug her up again.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's
We're
all right.
Summer. We're spring.
It'll come. Lovely to have you, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And, of course, as always, we're also joined by Gerald Quigley.
Thank you, Joe, and good morning, and congratulations on your hairstyle. It just looks magnificent.
Now,
did your husband notice?
Rocking
it. Just me.
I have had my hair done. When we're in Melbourne, so it's been a now 4 months wait, and my husband did notice because I disappeared for 3 hours yesterday. That's really the only reason he may have noticed. But what
yes.
a joy getting a haircut is, Zoe, wouldn't you agree?
Do you know what? Em and I went to a very cheap Just Cuts yesterday. I was like, I'm not spending all this money on haircuts anymore. I'm going for cheap in and out.
All right.
The grey hair's a total different thing, though. I go expensive when you kind of get rid of the grey hair.
Sure. Now, Gerald, yes. Happy National Grandparents Day.
Oh.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Zoe. I'm a very happy grandfather of 5 grandsons, and
yes.
It is just delightful to be able to, you know, when you're a father, you often don't have the time to spend with your children, because so your wife takes a fair bit of responsibility. But as a grandparent, you just step up and you assume, how good is this that these kids, just you watch them develop and you watch them grow and you watch them mature, particularly boys, because we had 3 girls. Now we're surrounded
of
by
course.
Blokes.
So
it's a completely different demographic. But on behalf of all grandfathers, we will be the first to admit that we're very lucky chaps.
Oh, let me tell you, you're a very active grandfather, and I love hearing you tell me about going fishing with your grandsons and all the different things that you do with them. It's really, really beautiful, and I think we do know that we get a lot of joy and love as grandparents, but also the grandkids, they get so much out of that time with the more senior people in their families. It's absolutely, and very key to health.
And key to development, emotional and mental development. And we've got to develop that even further. We cannot let that disappear.
Yeah. Now, Zoe and Gerald, I feel like the two of you are the perfect team for what we're talking about at the top of the show today, which is menopause, because I know that both of you will bring some fantastic suggestions for strategies that can ease the symptoms of menopause. I really look forward to hearing your advice about that, because when it comes to menopause, for some women it can be a very distressing experience.
Oh, look, it really can be. And when we look at perimenopause, I mean, I'm 42, I'm smack bang in the world of perimenopause, you know, irregular periods, a little bit of that hot flushes, a bit of mood. I mean, my husband probably thinks I'm exactly as I always am, but and it's just getting tools is such a helping hand. And I think the key thing is chatting to other women about it, particularly. I think that's kind of eased the a little bit of the anxiety and the fear for me.
I think, I mean, the symptoms go on and on. Insomnia, brain fog, aches and pains, weight gain. It can be very, very distressing.
Yay!
And you're right, Zoe, that we need to talk freely about it. It's not always spoken about, particularly even between women. I think often women feel like they're suffering alone. So we are going to be talking about it. We'll chat with Professor Rodney Baber, Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of Sydney, Faculty of Medicine and Health, and the past president of International Menopause Society, to get the lowdown on menopause and how women can best navigate this time of their life. We'll also take a look at Andalou's age-defying range, fantastic for our skin as we age, and made from all things natural. We're going to be joined by Sarah Davidson, founder of Matcha Maiden and the hugely popular Seize the A podcast, and she's an author as well now. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at Go Healthy Detox Rapid Release. And as always, give us a call, 131 873. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions for your health, or perhaps you are going through menopause yourself and you need some relief for your symptoms, 131 873. Next, demystifying menopause. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When you want to improve the signs of ageing, let nature lead the way. Introducing the Andalou Naturals age-defying skincare range. Unlike any other natural skincare range, Andalou Naturals uses the power of fruit stem cell science to promote the longevity of our own skin stem cells. The result is deeply nourished, rejuvenated and more youthful-looking skin. Thought you knew natural skincare? Think again. The Andalou age-defying range starts from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Sukin range for half price. That's right, half price. Only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Call 131 873 with your questions to support your health, or perhaps you are experiencing symptoms of menopause, because that is what we're talking about this morning. Of course, all women do go through menopause, obviously. But despite that, the experience is not often talked about freely, which means that women really are in the dark about what to expect. And equally, the men in their lives, who I think you'll agree, Gerald, need to understand.
Totally.
So to speak about it, we're very pleased to welcome Professor Rodney Baber, Professor of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at the University of Sydney, Faculty of Medicine and Health, and is also the past president of the International Menopause Society. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. Rodney, I think we can all assume that we know what menopause is, but what do you think we need to understand better about menopause?
I think if you were to put it in a simple sentence, it would be that, as you say, menopause is a normal event, so a life stage for every woman. And it should be remembered as it's normal, but unfortunately, sometimes the consequences of the menopause are anything but normal for some women, because they include things like menopausal symptoms, hot flushes, night sweats. I don't want to sound like a catalogue of doom, and I'm sure many women know, but, you know, there's difficulty with sleep, and there are emotional issues that come with it as well. And in the longer term, there are other issues which arise as well, including an increased cardiovascular risk as women get older, which is linked not just to age, but also to the menopause, an increased risk of bone loss, so osteoporosis and fracture, and vaginal dryness and discomfort with sex, urinary tract infections, all of those sort of things. So they don't apply to everybody, and no one should think this is the end of the world. What we would like people to know is that there are a lot of things that each individual woman can do to help herself, and there are a lot of opportunities out there if these things are problematic for her to be treated safely and effectively.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it's not every woman has the same symptom. I've spoken to so many of my friends and clients, and we're all a little bit confused because we sit in this world of perimenopausal, but no one really understands what that is. Can you just explain a little bit to everyone just what is perimenopausal? Because the age bracket can vary as well.
Yeah, that's right. So the average age for the menopause in Australia is about 51. About 10% of women are menopausal by 45. And about 1% become menopausal before the age of 40, which is called premature menopause or premature ovarian insufficiency. But prior to whenever this occurs, things start to change. And so the systems in our body which control menstrual cycles and hormone secretion start to fail. And so menstrual cycles become irregular, and they can often be heavy and painful, and symptoms start to creep in. And at first, it's sometimes difficult to tell the difference between menopausal symptoms or perimenopausal symptoms and, say, premenstrual syndrome. So there can be mood changes as well as flushes and sweats and so on. And that could go on for several years. And the other important thing for women to remember at this stage of their lives is they may well think, oh, my periods are not very regular and I'm getting all these flushes. It must be the menopause. I won't get pregnant, but they can. Yeah. So they need to be mindful of the need for appropriate contraception and safe sex measures at that stage of their life.
What a doozy
as well.
That would be.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be fun.
Rodney,
put my obstetrician's hat on.
Yeah. Rodney, when you look at the history of women's health and you look at the Nurses' Health Study, the Women's Health Initiative and Cochrane Reviews, what's the latest evidence in the risks and benefit profiles of menopausal hormone therapy?
Well, it's a very nice question. The most recent publication was from the Women's Health Initiative group in July of this year. And, of course, the thing that concerns most women is the risk of breast cancer. And they were able to show that in their study, with now really 20 years of follow-up, the women who took estrogen only in that trial actually had no increased risk of breast cancer. The women who took estrogen and progestogen, a synthetic progestogen, did have an increased risk, which amounted to about one extra case per 1,000 women per year, but not seen until 5 years of treatment. So if you put that into, again, we've got to try and get this into a perspective that people understand. And for example, you could say that if on average about 23 women per 1,000 who do nothing will get breast cancer over 5 years between their 50s and their 60s, then given that figure, four more will get breast cancer if they take the hormones which were used in the Women's Health Initiative. But if they drink alcohol, five more will, two glasses of alcohol a day. Gosh. And if they're obese, about 24 more will. Mm. So whilst I've been practicing medicine, the risk of breast cancer in Australian women has gone from 1 in 12 in a lifetime to about 1 in 8. Mm. And in that time, the use of postmenopausal hormones has gone from 30% of postmenopausal women to 10%. So there's a lot we can do in our lifestyle to reduce breast cancer risk, and menopausal hormone therapy is a very small contributor.
Rodney, it feels as though when you're going through menopause and perimenopause, the symptoms are what they are, and there's a sense that you kind of just have to suck it up. But is that the case for women? Are there things that they can do to alleviate the symptoms?
There certainly are, and I know most women will try herbal remedies before they go anywhere near a doctor. The first thing to say is, of course, that for most women, the symptoms will subside over time. Unfortunately, they will last in some women into their 60s, but they will subside over time in most women. And so when you do a clinical trial, sugar pills work pretty well about 40% of the time. Mm-hmm. And the herbal remedies are similar to, perhaps a fraction better than sugar pills. But there's other things they could do too, lifestyle measures like identifying things that set you off and trying to avoid them, dressing in layers so that you can put things on and take things off as these things come, cognitive behavioural therapy, very helpful, doesn't get rid of the flush but helps you to live with them. And then, of course, there are menopausal hormones, which are undoubtedly the most effective treatment of all. And as I've just said, for women in their 50s taking hormones, it's a very, very safe and effective treatment.
Well, thank you so much, Professor Rodney Baber. You have a fantastic Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
Zoe, can you tell us, are there foods that you know of that can perhaps assist us in our symptoms?
Absolutely. I think some key foods is the foods that are high in magnesium and broccoli. And the reason is these work on the central nervous system. So as we know, there's lots of different symptoms we go through when it comes to perimenopausal and menopause, anxiety, a lot of that sort of mental side of things that can be big triggers into then how we eat, how we function in our life. So big doses of magnesium is great. And the other thing is foods, broccoli as well, believe it or not. Now, the reason is both these two particular foods detox estrogen out of the body. So they work through the liver, vitamin C, the B vitamins, and bone density, K2. Mm. It's so important, you know, that can come in egg yolk, beef, chicken, good quality dairy products. But if we're going to put it all in a nutshell, no pun intended, but we would look at a low GI sort of ketogenic type diet, because again, what that helps to do is maintain good fats, but also low body fat. And that is absolutely imperative to help support menopause. For me personally, the thing that's worked hugely is turmeric. Turmeric has been a saving grace for me as well. So big doses of turmeric in my diet.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that wisdom, Zoe. We are going to get to your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can't fall asleep? Try GoCarver. Feeling stressed? Try GoCarver. GoHealthy's GoCarver 4200 One A Day is a supplement traditionally used in Pacific Islander medicine to help soothe and calm nerves, aid mind relaxation and induce sleep. For the best price on GoHealthy's GoCarver 4200 One A Day, go to Chemist Warehouse. This medicine may not be right for you. Read the label before purchase. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Sukin range for half price. That's right, half price. Only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This morning we are speaking about menopause and ways to alleviate associated symptoms. Gerald, you have also some advice?
Well, yes, it was interesting listening to Rod, who was outstanding. We could have talked to him for a long time. I thought, maybe I misinterpreted, compared some herbal remedies to being slightly better than sugar pills. In my experience, that's not what I find. There are some outstanding clinically proven herbs which are gentle hormonal balances. There's one called black cohosh. There's one called red clover. And these combined with the lifestyle things can make a difference to people who want the option of maybe keeping HRT as the last resort. And there are a lot of women out there like that. So not necessarily do we head off down the heavy line, but because there are gentle options, along with the bees and the things that Zoe talked about before. It's a little more fiddly because you're managing particular things, but it's not synthetic, which is what it's
Gerald, about. And I think you're so right, because often what happened when HRT kind of, that topic became a little bit taboo and we took it out, there wasn't another alternative.
No.
You know, women were just told to pretty much suck it up. So the diet and herbal remedies are imperative, even if they take the symptom away by 15%.
It's
still better than nothing.
And what Rod also, did you notice he said the menopause? He didn't say menopause as is a disease. The menopause is a time of change. And it's very important we maintain that philosophy.
Absolutely. And celebrate change. You know, we celebrate a woman getting her period to some degree because it's coming into womanhood. We're not losing womanhood. We're transitioning into a different stage
in our
life.
A time of liberation almost.
And so communal chats about this kind of normalise that. And I mean, I've had a lot of fun talking about, you know, crazy things like vaginal dryness and stuff like that, which is not necessarily fun topics, but it's opened that dialogue, which has been really important.
Yes, and I think you're right, Gerald, not painting it as there's something wrong with you.
No, it's not a disease. It is a time of change.
Yes, well, we do welcome your calls, 131 873. Good morning, Michelle from Wollongong.
Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
How can we help?
I've been menopausal for 15 years now.
Oh, crikey.
I know, and I started off with...
How are you managing it, Michelle?
Terrible. I just went to a gyno last Thursday who put me on I have to go and have a marina or something inserted, something like that, and be on progesterone for the rest of my life. But recently with my doctor, we've tried so many different things. There was one that was working for a few years, and they took it off the market.
Oh, that's handy.
It was very handy, and that was working. And since then, we have tried everything else. We found a new patch a couple of months ago, used that, and I got my periods back, and I'm 63.
Oh, goodness.
So that's why I had to go to the gyno, because of the bleeding and whatnot. So we're going to try this next thing, hopefully. Hopefully it will work.
Let's cross our fingers. Michelle, what you've highlighted is it's a quality of life thing, isn't it? Your whole life can be affected by what is happening, and there's no simple solution. We probably medically give the impression, go on to HRT, the world's a better place. That's not quite right. Some women, yes, but many not. And Michelle, good luck, and let's hope that combination allows you to gain control.
Yes, I will say, Michelle, despite the 15 years, you sound fairly positive about it to a degree.
Well, I hope so now. Hopefully we're getting some answers, you know, because I was feeling better on this latest patch that he put me on. I was feeling so much better. I was getting night sleep, you know, without waking up four and five times and having to change my nightwear because I was so wet. yeah, it was working, but I got my periods with it, and he said that is no good.
No. You know, so. Well, I think being persistent is also a lesson that we're learning from you, Michelle. Thank you so much for your call.
Which is what women do more than we blokes, who would be hysterical.
Oh, thanks, girls. Thank you.
Siobhan from Jerrold, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Just listening to all the calls regarding this menopausal situation that us women find ourselves in. I need to just let you know that when I was about 45, I started going through perimenopausal symptoms, and I have been on natural compounding medication since then, and I have never felt so amazing.
Oh, yay.
And I just want women to know that there are things out there, and I feel the question to the doctor was mainline medication for, you know, menopause doesn't seem to work, and this compounding does seem to work, and I have referred this to so many people, friends and family. They've gone onto it and they have not looked back. So my question is there a risk in the compounding progesterone and estrogen?
Siobhan, there doesn't appear to be, although it is early stages, but the benefit of that compounded is it is individually compounded to the blood tests that you have presented, and that gives it a benefit. So there's no one size fits all. Someone said that before. That's why what the pathway you've taken. Well done.
Fantastic perspective. Thanks so much, Siobhan. Well, we've been talking about menopause this morning, so it is appropriate that we talk great skincare as we age, and we'll be doing that next with podcaster, entrepreneur and author Sarah Davidson right after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Sukin range for half price. That's right, half price, only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Of course, we'd love you to give us a call, 131 873, with any questions to support your health this morning. Now, they say good things come to those who wait, but that's not necessarily the case when it comes to great skincare. Experts say our skin begins to age as early as 20. Zoe, help me. takes a steep decline during menopause. If you want to combat the signs of aging, you might want to try Andalou's age-defying skincare range. Their products harness the power of fruit stem cell science, resveratrol, and CQ10 to promote a more youthful and radiant skin. And to tell us more, we're joined by the very lovely Sarah Davidson, entrepreneur, podcaster, and now author. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Andalou, do you do, guys?
Look
very
at
clever.
You. I do love speaking with you, Sarah. You have a way with words, as always. Tell us, it's a bit of a topic I don't like to face, but what are the most common signs of ageing?
Yeah, gosh. I mean, I can't believe it starts as early as 20, and it gets me a little bit scared. But it's really just the process of us losing natural elastic tissue as well as collagen production in the skin, just starting to reduce. So the skin becomes a little bit looser, which is how, you know, those fine lines and wrinkles start to appear. And you can also get a dead skin cell buildup, which makes that skin tone that sort of starts very youthful and radiant to sort of become dull. And the skin can, you know, tend to get a bit dry and thin. But there are wonderful ways that you can harness the power of nature to make sure that you're managing and gracefully aging into the process. So don't worry, guys.
There's hope.
20 is not the end.
Sarah, I mean, I love all your work. I always find it really interesting. But, I mean, I'm a big fan of looking after our skin. I had chronic eczema as a child, so my mum sort of forced me into that world. But why do you think it's so important we go for more natural? Because there's a lot of different things out there. Why is it important we go for a more natural range of skincare products?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And I think it's something all of us realise. You know, we all have an aha moment for the part way through.
I've had a couple process in my life, actually.
I think the biggest thing for me that I realised was we're so careful about what we put in our mouths, and, you know, we spend all this money and invest really heavily on our internal health in terms of food and exercise, but forget that our skin is actually our biggest organ. So we spend all this time on our inner organs, but the biggest one is our skin. And it makes sense, of course, that if we're taking care of our inner health, that our outer health should be even more important. Mm. And yet somehow even health and wellness nuts like myself skip that sort of mental process and end up putting harsh chemicals on the skin and forgetting that that absorbs into your bloodstream maybe even faster than it might if we had been eating the same way. So it's so important, I think, to focus on products that do kind of avoid really heavy toxic chemicals. And I think there used to be a bit of a misconception, or maybe not even a misconception, but the science has come so far, and there used to be this idea that natural products don't perform as well. But I mean, nature is so incredibly powerful, and now the science has kind of caught up, so it makes sense to harness that rather than turning to the nasties.
Sarah, bear in mind that men don't age.
you are perfect creatures.
how important is aging gracefully with happiness in general?
Oh,
and
I'm
putting that question to you based on your background and the way you embrace everything that's wellness and happiness and positivity.
Oh, what a great question. Thank you. I think age is something that increasingly I realise, particularly, I mean, our cafe in Melbourne is based on the Blue Zones, which looks at the idea of age all around the world and the people who have the not only the longest but the fullest lives. It's a mentality more than a number. Mm. I think we get really bogged down in, like, what it means to be at certain ages. But you look at people around the world and there are examples that you could just defy that with your lifestyle.
Sure.
Just make a decision that, you know, I think as adults get so bogged down in the seriousness of life, but that childlike sense of wonder and that idea of play, we don't get older because there's that beautiful quote about playing and how you age because you don't play. It's like, why do we lose the idea that we should have joy? Why do we stop playing and being silly and worrying so much that we might, you know, that other people might think bad things of us? I think the happier you are, the better off you are. It makes sense.
Sarah, your words are music to my ears. I absolutely love it. Let's talk about very quickly the ingredients that we're going to find that are really beautiful, like resveratrol, coenzyme Q10, goji, glycopeptides. What a great word. Bioactive berry complex, fruit stem cells. What are these, this combination of nature and science doing for us?
Yes, oh my God, bit of a mouthful, but wonderful, wonderful science. So basically, let's start with the fruit stem cells. They're Andalus' sort of signature patented liposomal technology, and they're really just blending all the things that are wonderful in nature that are really potent and bioactive. So the fruit stem cells are extracted from things like heirloom apple, grapes, Swiss alpine rose, hemp plants, all the things that have all the juicy goodness, like that are full of antioxidants and that our skin can really soak up, but cultivated and packaged in a way that our skin can really access it to sort of work and repair and get targeted results, because antioxidants are the things that, you know, help brighten the skin, that help with that elastin and collagen production and help reveal that sort of youthful glow underneath that we all do have underneath there. So the fruit stem cells work with, as you mentioned, resveratrol. That's derived from red grape skin. Coenzyme Q10 is mixed with that, which is derived from fermented vegetables, and that's an essential antioxidant found in every living cell. So it's kind of combining all these different things that come from nature that's already around us and packaging it in a way that can help target towards its function on skin health and tone and revealing our, fighting the appearance of aging and revealing our beautiful, youthful, radiant skin underneath, like Gerald's, you know.
Yes. We
the example we all aspire to.
Grandfather of the year, Sarah.
Yes, we all have youthful, radiant skin underneath. I love that. So you might want to check out Andalou's age-defying skincare range. Now, Sarah, congratulations on the release of your book, Seize the Yay. I have read it. I loved it. It's such a positive, inspirational guide to working towards your goals. I wonder, do you have goals for this book? Like, what do you hope it does for those of us who read it?
Oh, thank you so much, Jo. It's so strange to have. I still keep believing that it's my friends and family out there. I've printed it at Officeworks and just sent it to my friends and family. But it's exciting that it's out in the world in real life. All I really want for the book is to spark, as I mentioned before, I'm all about aha moments or sort of sliding doors moments. To spark a moment where people are encouraged to get off the autopilot circuit. Life is so busy and so increasingly fast that we miss the chance to take stock. And I think this year has been the most beautiful example of the fact that even though, you know, we don't like to sit with the discomfort, we don't like to sit in stillness and sit with our thoughts, that's the time when you really realize, am I just doing this automatically? Am I just sitting in a life that's just existing because I'm busy and I'm distracted by, you know, we get a lot of gratification from being productive, but then we get on this productivity hamster wheel. And I think the idea of what we came back to before, am I happy? Am I fulfilled? Am I living my purpose? Or am I just being busy and going really fast, but in no particular direction? Oh. All I want to do is make people stop and think, am I seizing the day and just, you know, taking opportunities, which is a wonderful thing, but just mindlessly? Or am I seizing my yay? Am I finding that place for the inner child, both in your skin, your inner child, mm-hmm. your radiant skin, but your inner child, your tendencies to find the things that really make you happy and really light you up? And if you read it and you choose to live the exact same life that you were before because you've made an active choice, that's all I ask. But for some people, I think it's a beautiful moment to stop and go, what else do I want? Mm. What else? I give yourself permission to be happy rather than just slogging it all the time. And break that glorification of busy just to find some joy.
I really love it. Thank you so much, Sarah Davidson. Check out her book, Seize the Yay. I really loved it. And that notion of embracing what lights you up, asking yourself that question and giving yourself permission to engage with that. I just really love it. Thanks so much, Sarah. You take care. Well, we will always invite you to call 131-873 and we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When you want to improve the signs of ageing, let nature lead the way, introducing the Andalou Naturals age-defying skincare range. Unlike any other natural skincare range, Andalou Naturals uses the power of fruit stem cell science to promote the longevity of our own skin stem cells. That's fruit stem cell science to promote the longevity of our own skin stem cells. The result is deeply nourished, rejuvenated and more youthful looking skin. Thought you knew natural skincare? Think again. The Andalou Age Defying range starts from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Sukin range for half price. That's right, half price, only at Chemist Warehouse.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We love hearing from you on 131-873. Nick from Ivanhoe, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
We're well, Nick. How can we help?
I have a 13-year-old son who seems to be having some sort of reaction to a change in temperature.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to feel like he's got prickly heat on his chest and back. Mm-hmm. We noticed it about 3-4 weeks ago. He was going, I sent him outside to do something and he'd come back in saying he was in pain and needed to take a shower. Also noticed it happened when we were having a really hot meal, hot soup. He sort of, again, I had to leave the table because it was very itchy and he just had to put some cool water on it. And last night, he got all excited about the game, and as he got excited again, it happened. And he's concerned about going to school tomorrow. And I had taken him to the doctor. The doctor said this had passed in a few weeks, but I don't know if I can do anything to help him along the way.
Look, as the doctor has said, Nick, it's probably all part of his development. He's obviously not a Geelong supporter if he got excited about the game last night. But look, there's a few things. If it sounds like something's not quite right, and it could be gut-related, could be food-related, and it could be hormone-related. But look, I'm certain, as the GP has said, he will grow out of it. Zoe's probably going to have some suggestions on food options to make things simple and just nurse him through it. But reassure him, please, nothing sinister to worry about.
I get a little bit of food detective. I'd be keeping a food diary, a little diary, because, again, and guesswork is not going to work this one out for you. It will pass, but the thing is he's still going to go through a bit of pain and discomfort now. Let's try to work on the now. So keep a diary, see if there's triggers. It could be that, you know, certain foods are triggering him, obviously environmental, but you need to write it all down. But what you can do is big doses of fish oil will actually really just help to support it right now, and that Mediterranean-style diet. So have a little look, Google that, and you'll get some really good pointers on what type of foods to eat.
All right, Gerald, it's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and we're talking liver detox today.
So important, Joe, because we hear phrases like fatty liver and, you know, I'm a bit liverish today, but the liver is the most important detoxification organ we have. Mm. The classic herb is called milk thistle, and the liver is a very resilient organ. It can regenerate parts that have been shutting down because of overload. So when you combine milk thistle with globe artichoke, two classic ones, and if you enjoy drink, you can get a combination, the Herbes Puraria or Kudzu. Mm. And this is a herb with clinical evidence to show that it helps the liver cope with alcohol. Not that I'm looking at either of you, but just in case.
Grand final weekend.
Just in case you do, add that to an amino acid called taurine, which actually reduces inflammation. It's a good combination.
Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. And we will be back with more House of Wellness after this.
A House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get the Sukin range for half price. That's right, half price, only at Chemist Warehouse.
It has been great to spend the last hour with you here on the House of Wellness. Gerald and Zoe, a pleasure as always.
Always is, Joe and Zoe.
Thank you, team.
Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. If you were unable to get on the show because we were so busy, of course, we invite you to go to houseofwellness.com.au. There is an Ask tab there, Gerald, that I know you're very diligent.
Yes, that's my department. It comes straight to me and you'll get an answer.
If you're a Penrith Panther fan, you could check out House of Wellness TV today on Channel 7 at midday. Penrith Panthers star Josh Mansour opens up about his season ahead of the NRL Grand Final.
Go Storm.
Today. Oh, go Storm. Go Panthers. It's the first time in how many years they've been there?
I don't know.
A very long time. I know it's a very long time. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Gerald and Zoe. We'll see you again soon. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, do check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We wish you a very safe and well week and we'll talk to you next week.